Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we are continuing Tehillim with Mizmor 34, Lamed Daled. This Mizmor was written when David was running away from Shaul, who wanted to kill him. And so David ran to Achish, the king of Gath, hoping that he wouldn't be recognized. However, he was recognized by the brother of Goliath, who ran to the king of Gath, to Achish, and said, "We have David here. We got him. You need to kill him." So they brought David to the king. David feigned insanity, and Achish looked at his guys and said, "Really? What are you doing bringing this insane man to the palace?" Not thinking it was really David. "Do I lack insane people here?" And David was kicked out of the palace, and he ran away saved. The Medrash Shochar Tov gives us a further insight into this story. There was a time in the past that David had questioned why God brought mental illness into the world. And here, David is shown how he was saved because of it. The lesson is that divine wisdom puts things that seem troublesome here for our own good. And this is one example how David saw it in his life. However, there are times that our limited minds struggle to reconcile why Hashem created certain situations or natural phenomena that seem damaging. And this Mizmor goes through the alphabet to show us that Hashem guards the tzaddikim, those who fear Hashem, every step of the way. And we begin with our joy. Pasuk Aleph 1. L'David b'shanoso es tamo lifnei avimelech v'yigar shehu v'yelach. By David, when he changed his demeanor before Avimelech, and he chased him, and he went. Avimelech is Achish. All the kings of the Pelishtim, Gath was a city of Pelishtim, were referred to as Avimelech, in the same way as kings of Mitzrayim were referred to as Paro. And here begins the song, with the letter Aleph. Avarcha es Hashem b'chol eis, tamiti laso b'fi. I will bless Hashem at all times. His praises are always in my mouth. David praised Hashem after the miracle with Achish. However, he learned from this that he should always praise Hashem and not wait for a miracle. The word bless, avarcha, is related to the word berech, meaning the knee joint. Our knees propel us to move forward. And Rabbi Hirsch explains that we bless Hashem by acknowledging that he continually gives us whatever we need to move forward in life. Pasuk Gimel 3, letter Beis. B'Hashem tishalel nafshi yishmu'u anavim v'yismachu. My soul is glorified through Hashem. The humble will hear and be glad. I feel so glorified because of my connection to Hashem and his saving me. But why is it that it is the humble who specifically rejoice? There are those who feel entitled to what they have, and therefore don't sincerely feel appreciation to Hashem. They might even feel that they should never have had difficulties in the first place, and therefore don't appreciate salvations. Only humble people can really rejoice with Hashem, because they feel that they don't deserve all the good that he gives them. So they really appreciate what they have. Pasuk Daled 4, Gimel. Gadlu Lashem iti unaromama shema yachdav. Declare Hashem's greatness with me, and we will exalt his name together. The humble people don't need to stand in the limelight or take credit for themselves. Their concern is to honor Hashem and encourage as many others as they can to join them. The Medrash Yalkut Shimoni says that this is connected to the act of saying Amen after someone says a bracha. And from here we learn that when one answers Amen to another's bracha, they shouldn't say it louder than the one who made the bracha. As it says, we will exalt his name together. Pasuk Hei, 5, letter Dalet. Darashti es Hashem va'anani, umikol megurosai hitzilani. I sought out Hashem, and he answered me. And from all my fears, he saved me. The language of Darash implies a serious and deliberate pursuit of Hashem. It's not about passively waiting for Hashem to take care of us. Rather, it reflects our active effort to seek him out. Pasuk 6, in this verse, we have letter Hey and Vav. Hibitu elav v'naharu. Ufneim al yechparu. Those who look to him will be radiant, and their faces will not be ashamed. Think about it. When we ask others for help, it can be very embarrassing, but not when we ask Hashem. The Malbim says that asking Hashem is not at all demeaning. Rather, when we ask Hashem, he shines his face upon us when we seek his help. The Radak adds that the language of Vinnaharu, which by the way is the Vav in this Pasuk, for he will be radiant, is related to the word Nahar, meaning river. So we can explain this Pasuk as when we turn to God, we will experience a torrent, like a rushing river of confidence, and our face will shine. It will be incredible. The more we ask, the more incredible we look. Pasuk Zion 7, Ze ani kara v'Hashem shamea, umikol tzarav sav hoshiyo. The poor person, or this poor person, called, and Hashem heard, and from all his distresses, he saved him. David is saying, I know that this works. It worked for me. Pasuk Ches, letter Ches, Chone Malach Hashem Saviv Lirayav Vayichal Tzeim. Hashem's angel camps around those who fear him and releases them, or released them, from his enemies or distresses. Vayichal Tzeim means releases, but it also means armed. When we feel the divine protection that we have through the angel, we will be released from danger and feel armed against the adversity. We see this pasuk so clearly in the story of Yaakov when he left his parents' home in Beersheba and went to Lavan in Aram. Yaakov lay down and went to sleep, and Hashem showed him in a dream that there was a quote-unquote changing of the angels that were accompanying him in the land of Israel, we're now switching with the angels that would accompany him in Chutz La'aretz, outside of the land of Israel. And in Mizmor 91, Sadi Aleph, we have a similar pasuk in which the psalmist is telling us that he has commanded angels to guard us in all of our ways. Ki malachav yitzavelach lishmarcha b'chol drachecha. Pasuk tes, ta'amu ura'u ki tov Hashem. Ashrei hagever yecheseh bo. Taste and see that Hashem is good. Praiseworthy is the man who trusts in him. The Metzudas David, or Metzudas Tzion actually, explains that the word taste can refer to the act of thinking and discerning. The more we savor the goodness in this world instead of mindlessly racing through life, the more we appreciate God's greatness. Think about the incredible gifts of nature that you enjoy. In addition, think about the mitzvos that you do. The more you think about it and literally savor it, the more you will appreciate what you are doing and how it enhances your life. Pasuk Yud, Yiru es Hashem kedoshav, ki ein machzor li'rei'av. Fear Hashem, all of his holy ones, for there is no lack for those who fear him. When you notice all you have, you recognize that you have so much, and you're not lacking. Pasuk 11, letter Chaf. Kfirim rashu v'ra'evu v'dorshe Hashem lo yachzeru chol tov. Young lions will want and will be hungry, and those who seek Hashem will not lack any good. This is an elaboration of the pasuk before. The Sefarno explains that the young lions is a metaphor for materialistic people. They need wealth and they need luxuries, and they spend their life running after it with such speed and strength, roaring like a lion. They desire the nicest clothing, homes, cars, trips, and best quality food. However, they always want more. And the reason is their desires are only temporarily satisfied. So they're always hungry, like the lion. Those who seek Hashem feel truly blessed because they know that he is caring for them. So while they still put in the effort to meet their physical needs, it's done with less attachment and intensity. Their focus isn't on accumulating or indulging, but simply on having enough to sustain themselves so that they can continue to devote their energy to nurturing and developing their souls. Now, isn't that an appropriate pasuk to say as we conclude our benching, which you probably recognize it from there. Pasuk Yud Beis, letter Lamed, Lechu Vanim Shimuli, Yiras Hashem Alametchem. Go, my sons, listen to me. I will teach you about fearing Hashem. Until now, we have seen that it's nice to be a God-fearing person. You are radiant. You have angels surrounding you. Hashem gives you what you need. You don't have fears. So now David says, I'll teach you how to become this person. And it sounds like he's talking to young people by addressing them as sons. But he really is speaking to all of us. In order to learn, we have to feel young with much more to develop and achieve. A person who immerses himself in Torah living is called a ben Torah, literally a son of Torah. And a Torah scholar is referred to as a Talmid Chacham, a student of wisdom. See yourself as a young student and you will be able to learn so much more. Pasuk Yud Gimel 13 now takes us to letter Mem. Mi ha'ish ha'chafetz chayim ohev yamim liros tov. Who is the man who desires to live and loves many days that he may see good? The Radak explains this pasuk as who desires to live a meaningful life in this world and the next world. The Chafetz Chaim, known by this title because of his famous book called Chafetz Chaim, which is on the laws of Lashon Hara, read this verse with a powerful insight. Who is the person who desires life? Means, who wants to live a life where every single day is meaningful and significant? Pasuk 14, Yudalad, letter Nun, Nitzor Lashoncha Meira Usfasecha Midaber Mirma. Guard your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceitfully. The Radak says that we have to guard our tongues from speaking falsely about others or cursing others, and our lips should be careful not to speak deceitfully, meaning that we shouldn't speak in one way and inside have different intentions. In general, this pasuk, this verse, admonishes us to avoid spreading lies, slander, or really any negativity which will land up bringing everyone down. Rabbi Hirsch explains that the tongue, which is hidden inside the mouth, represents our inner conversations, the private thoughts and monologues we have throughout the day. These inner dialogues can include negative judgments about others or even ourselves, and when left unchecked, they tend to grow and intensify. The lips serve as the gateway through which our thoughts are expressed to the world. They require an even greater level of mindfulness. His advice, meaning Rabbi Hirsch, before we speak, we should first think our words through carefully. Then practice saying them quietly with our lips closed. Only if the words are truly appropriate should we then open our mouths and share them. Try it. A person who fears Hashem understands that Hashem hears all of our words, both the ones we speak aloud and the ones we say quietly within ourselves. And this awareness brings a sense of responsibility to every thought as well as every word. Because when we avoid negative thoughts and speech, we will have a more meaningful life. Pasuk 16, letter Samach. Pasuk 15, letter Samach. Sur me rava ase tov bakesh shalom v'radfehu. Turn from evil and do good, seek peace and pursue it. When striving to improve your life, the first step is to remove negative thoughts and behaviors. Only then can you really fill your life with positive actions. Rabbi Hirsch points out that if a person doesn't take the time to clear away the negativity first, they may end up performing mitzvos through improper means. For example, someone involved in financial dishonesty may try to do good by giving tzedakah or buying a lulav and esrog with the mis-earned money. Without first correcting the wrongdoing, even their mitzvos can be compromised. And now we seek peace and pursue it. Instead of pursuing peace, we sometimes pursue antagonism and conflict. In addition, pursuing peace is, of course, referring to interpersonal relationships. But it doesn't end there. We need to work on peace within ourselves peace of mind as well. Peace in those conversations, those inner monologues that we were talking about before. Until now, we have seen what our behavior needs to be. So now we list how Hashem responds to us. Pasuk 16, letter Ayin, Einei Hashem el tzadikim v'aznav el shavasam. Hashem's eyes see the righteous and his ears hear their cries. In contrast to Pasuk 17, Pnei Hashem ba'osei ra l'hachris me'eretz zichram. Hashem's face looks with anger at those doing bad to destroy their memory from their world. Pasuk 18, Tza'aku v'Hashem shamea u'mikol tzarosam hitzilam. They cry out, and Hashem hears, and he saves them from all of their troubles. This is not referring to the evil ones in Pasuk 17, but rather the tzaddikim in Pasuk 16. Radak explains that as soon as the tzaddikim cry out to Hashem, he listens and saves them. Pasuk 19, letter Kuf, Karov Hashem l'nishperei lev v'estak eruach yoshia. Hashem is close to the brokenhearted ones, and he saves those whose spirit is crushed. Because Pasuk Chaf, Rabos Raos Tzadik, Umikulam Yatzilenu Hashem. Many are the bad things that come to the righteous, and Hashem saves him from all of them. Rashi explains that there are many fears and hardships that befall the Tzadik, and Hashem saves them. But this is a bit hard to understand. Why would Hashem bring hardships upon them? The Radak explains that Hashem tests the tzaddik to bring out his goodness, as we saw in Mizmor Yud Aleph 11. Rabbi Yaakov Weingarten in the Tehillim HaMeforash brings down the Maharash on the Beis Levi, who explains that it says, if you look at it, Rabos Raos Tzaddik technically means many evils tzaddik. It doesn't have a four or two the tzaddik. So he says the following, the tzaddik becomes the tzaddik because of the challenges that he experiences. The many quote-unquote bad things actually is what makes him a tzaddik, for Hashem gives him the tools to grow through these trials. Pasuk Chaf Aleph 21, letter Shin, Shomer kol atzmosav achas mehena lo nishbara. He guards all of his bones. Not one of them is broken. We began in the introduction by explaining that this mizmar was inspired by David's realization. Even though we don't always understand or see Hashem's ways, he has a perfect plan. It's similar to the way our bones are hidden beneath the skin. Unless you have an x-ray, you can't see them. Yet those unseen bones support and hold up the entire body. In the same way, our spiritual skeleton symbolizes the divine support that sustains us even when we can't perceive it. Pasuk 22, Timoseis Rasha Ra'ah, V'Sonei Tzadik Yeshamu. The evil of the Rasha will destroy them, and those who despise the Tzadik will be guilty. In the same way that those who fear God will be taken care of, those who don't will be destroyed. And even though this is the final letter, Tough, the Mizmar ends on a positive note. So it goes back to the letter Pei in Pasuk 23, Chav Gimel, Podeh Hashem Nefesh Avadav, Velo Yeshamu Kol HaChosim Bo. Hashem redeems the life of his servant, and those who trust in him will not be found guilty. Even if the tzaddik has sorrows, he's in distress, Hashem will redeem his soul. Rashi says that ultimately the tzaddik will not suffer from the evil one and will never regret their trust in Hashem. This is a mizmar to say whenever we need to strengthen our realization that Hashem accompanies us every step of our lives. May it bring us the strength that we need. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmot, Helen Moskowitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II Sherit HaPleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. From their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.